Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 12th China Fahui on the Minghui website entitled Letting Go of Human Notions and Cultivating to a State of Unselfishness by a Falun Gong practitioner in Shanghai, China.
China Fahui, Letting Go of Human Notions and Cultivating to a State of Unselfishness by a Falun Gong practitioner in Shanghai, China. Greetings, Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. I started practicing Falun Dafa in 2006. During the last 9 years, I've sometimes slacked off and lagged behind. Sometimes I have been scared and not known how to face tests. Sometimes I have felt very happy and blessed when I passed a test well. Sometimes I have felt regret when I had conflicts with fellow practitioners. And sometimes I enlightened to a certain level of the Fa and felt its sacredness. In summary, under Master's merciful care and the encouragement of fellow practitioners, I have continued to walk the path of my cultivation. Here, I will focus my experience sharing on Suing Jiang. This is my first time to take part in the China Experience Sharing Conference on Minghui. If there is anything not based on the Fa, please be compassionate and point it out. Suing Jiang, shocked by the news. When I heard first about suing Jiang Zemin for his role in initiating the brutal persecution of Falun Gong, I did not pay much attention. However, when a fellow practitioner reassured me that it was what we should do, I was shocked and felt that the Fa rectification process was moving very fast. It is a chance that Master gave us to validate the Fa, and it is a chance for sentient beings to be saved. I was living away from home to avoid arrest and had strong attachments to fear. I still felt that I had not reached the standard required by Master. Therefore, I hesitated and did not take action. A fellow practitioner asked, "Will you sue Jiang?" I replied, "I have not planned on doing so because my xinxing is not at that level. However, I realized that my mindset was not correct." A heavy blow. Then, I saw some diligent practitioners mailing their criminal complaints about Jiang to Beijing. Some had discussed how to do it better. I was worried, but not sure what to do. I felt that it was beyond me. One day, we recited Master's Fa in turns. Master said, quote, "At the crucial moment when I ask you to break away from humanness, you do not follow me. Each opportunity will not occur again." Unquote. Digging out the roots from Essentials for Further Advancement. These two sentences were a heavy blow to me. I was shocked and felt that my human shell was being knocked off layer by layer. I finally decided to sue Jiang. Since there were already several templates published on the Minghui website, I started to prepare my draft using one. I still did not know how to do it, but I had already made the decision to sue Jiang. Attachment to being exposed. I thought things over. The house I was renting recently was pretty good. Even though I was displaced, life was quite stable. I could do the three things from there stably. It seemed very hard for me to step out and clarify the truth, and I always felt it was very risky. I worried about my cultivation being in vain if I could not bear the brutal persecution, and I worried about the stable cultivation state being destroyed. It was my thought of selfishness that prevented me from catching up with the Fa rectification process. However, I am a cultivator. Each day, we say we should believe in Master and believe in the Fa. It is Master who told us to do this. Who am I? Is my cultivation goal stably heading towards the end of Fa rectification? Haven't I waited all my life safely behind the curtain? Is this the right state for doing the three things? Can I really assist Master to rectify the Fa? All of a sudden, I realized that suing Jiang had exposed my personal attachments and selfishness completely. The wish to sue Jiang. When I saw my attachments as an obstacle on the path of cultivation, I was unsettled. I had a strong feeling of wishing to sue Jiang. I would follow Master to do what I was supposed to do, no matter what the results would be. Although I still had many attachments that I had not let go, I felt this moment was magnificent and my tears welled up. However, I still had fear. If I followed Master's requirement, I should do it with a very pure heart. I should bear in mind the importance of saving sentient beings and not deviate. However, I was concerned about making mistakes. Support from family members. I felt that my mailing address on the complaint letter should be the address where my ID was issued. However, my brother's family currently lived at that address, so I was worried since I needed to let him know about filing the lawsuit. In fact, my brother does not practice DAFA. However, my brother is aware of the truth and all his family members have withdrawn their membership from the CCP and its affiliated organizations. While I was persecuted, they supported and helped me. He shouldered all the responsibilities of taking care of our sick parents before they passed away. He also supported me financially during my difficulties. However, my brother was worried about trouble, and I was not sure whether he would support me in suing Jiang. I sent forth righteous thoughts and prepared talking points. Immediately, he agreed with me. He said, "Go ahead. I do not have anything against you. It is good if your unjust case was readdressed." I felt that Master had already arranged things for me. Encouragement at the critical moment. Soon, a fellow practitioner whom I knew very well mentioned that he'd sent his complaint letter already and shared his understanding with me. Other practitioners may have a strong attachment of fear, but were so brave to step out and sue Jiang. Perhaps it was Master showing me practitioners' righteous behavior and thus pushing me forward. The practitioner suggested for me not to be afraid or hesitate, and not to dwell on it. I agreed, although I did not act immediately due to fear. Finally, I mailed the two personal complaint documents to the Supreme Court and the Supreme Procuratorate via EMS. Shortly, I received confirmation of the two letters' receipt. Acting from the correct basis. I sensed that the documents should be sent to the procurator who was in charge of the prosecution against me. The next day, I printed another copy and mailed it with a letter persuading the procurator's office to be kind to DAFA practitioners via express mail. My case was pending after I left home. I told the procurator that over 8,000 practitioners have mailed complaints against Jiang, and half of them were received by the two top judicial agencies. I told them that it was the current trend, and I hoped that he would position himself well once he understood the truth. I checked online and found that he had received my letter. I also mailed the letter and the brochure, Trial of the Century, to the director of the police station where my ID was issued and to the chief of the neighborhood administration office. In the letter, I said that I hoped they would no longer participate in persecuting Falun Gong. Afterward, I felt that many bad elements in other dimensions were disintegrated. New journey. The whole process was something that I have never experienced before. After mailing the letters, I felt that Master had eliminated many bad materials from me, especially the fear based upon selfishness. Many Dafa projects had been done with great effect. I felt that Master continuously pushed me forward and I had enlightened further. I could face my attachments and be very clear about them. I feel that I had elevated to a higher level in cultivation, and thus the standard of my cultivation has been raised. There are two pieces presented in Shen Yun Performing Arts that differ from the previous year. One performance is the Monkey King defeating the cicada monster. The Jiang frog was punished in the scene. We all know it refers to the tide of suing Jiang. Another performance is Power of Benevolence. In this dance sequence, a police officer brutally beats a practitioner, and as a consequence, he hurts his foot. The practitioner does not try to escape. Instead, the practitioner peacefully persuades the police officer with the power of truthfulness, compassion, tolerance. Finally, the police officer is moved and begins to do the Falun Gong exercises. He experiences a magnificent phenomenon and recovers very fast. He removed his police uniform and started practicing Falun Gong. I realized that Master has already demonstrated what was to be done this year. We should cultivate mercy and directly save those who participated in the persecution. Once they are saved, more people will be saved. This is the mercy that Master has for Dafa disciples, and it is the mercy for sentient beings. I realize how important it is to cultivate compassion. I enlightened that in order to have compassion, we need to be unselfish. During the process of suing Jiang, I can see clearly that my previous cultivation state was about myself. I did not consider assisting Master to rectify the Fa and saving sentient beings as my primary task. When I discovered my problem, I realized that my cultivation had been renewed. That is, I found a renewed sense of letting go of myself and cultivating compassion. Thank you, great Master. Thank you, fellow practitioners.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio Podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.